The footage shows the police officers unlocking the door with a key and storming into the apartment. Within seconds of a verbal warning, 22-year-old Amel Locke, lying under a blanket, is dead. At an emotional news conference on Friday, family members called for justice and accountability.
I believe that he was executed by the MPD, and I want the police officer that murdered my son to be prosecuted and fired.
Yes.
In the video, Locke can be seen holding a gun. Family members said he had a permit to carry the weapon.
Amir was a gun-carrying, licensed individual.
Earlier, Locke's family appeared with their lawyers in a virtual news conference.
They didn't announce anyone's name. All they announced was that they were there executing a warrant, waking somebody out of sleep while lawfully possessing a gun.
The Minneapolis Police Department has confirmed that Locke's name wasn't on the warrant.
These are wrenching videos to watch. They're painful. But it's necessary. And I hope that it provides some answers along with the questions.
The Minnesota Gun Owners Caucus released a blistering statement criticizing the police, saying, Mr. Locke did what many of us might do in the same confusing circumstances. He reached for a legal means of self-defense while he sought to understand what was happening. This latest incident comes nearly 2 years after George Floyd's killing by the Minneapolis police sparked international outrage. The department now finds itself at the center of another controversy. A lawyer for Locke's family posed this question as he called for change.
The fact that it's repeatedly Black Americans who end up in that situation makes us wonder, why isn't it any American? Why is it only Black Americans that we don't give a chance to live in these situations?
The Minneapolis Police Department is being investigated by the Justice Department to see if there's a pattern of civil rights violations. Mike Hanna, Al Jazeera, Washington.